Hare Krishna. It's been a wonderful morning, and it's not over yet. I just had daily greeting, and I was preceded, of course, by dressing Radha Shyam, see the pictures, then kirtan, that's also on the site, then class, and mention what that was about briefly, book distribution again for the book distributors. Then here, just dressing Radha Damodar. And then we're off to let the cows out. And this is the first time that they'll be out this year, and it's beautiful weather, and the sky is clear, the sun is shining, and it's very... very pleasant indeed. And then there's Sunday feast, which is in honor of Jayadev and Sachimata's mothers, and a day full of all kinds of other activity and preaching. Not exactly my day off, as weekends are supposed to be, with the exception of Mr. Samuel preaching programs, but I'm planning for next weekend in Budapest to be just that. Things are getting intense, as devotional service is meant to be. Hare Krishna. So, back to class. I was narrating to devotees about Srila Prabhupada's intense desire to see his books printed, and what happened when Prabhupada went ahead of the printing, and manuscripts began to pile up, as was in the case of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that pastime of His Divine Grace began at the opening of Krishna Balaram Mandir. After the opening of Krishna Balaram Mandir, Srila Prabhupada exclaimed how important, what a priority book distribution was. And he started commenting to his senior disciples that he'd translated Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the only thing that had come of that was that the seventh chapter of Adilila was printed, and maybe something else, but not in the full set format. And Prabhupada was complaining that here he was getting up early in the morning or even at midnight to give us these books, and yet at the same time we weren't making arrangements to print them, what to speak of, distribute them. So Prabhupada really picked up the pace of this mood and complaint, and he communicated to the same to his followers, especially when he went then from India to Hawaii on his way to Los Angeles, where BBT was just moving to from New York, and the whole new BBT facility was being set up, and with all kinds of modern equipment, which would really facilitate the production, speedy production of Srila Prabhupada's books. And this was really something that devotees were proud of. But news started coming to the BBT production team that Srila Prabhupada was really upset, and that they had better get ready to do something very extraordinary when Srila Prabhupada arrives in L.A. Prabhupada was talking about this again in Hawaii and complaining. There were messages going back and forth. So the BBT production team worked out that whereas earlier they were publishing one book every 3 to 4 months, now they're going to be able to do one book every month. And they saw too, Srila Prabhupada was going to be pleased with this and really impressed by that. Certainly it was a real step forward, but as we shall see, not enough for His divine grace. And Prabhupada arrived in Los Angeles, and he began his series of morning walks that he took on Venice Beach, very famous walks. And in order to sort of preempt Prabhupada coming up with the subject, the BBT production team revealed to him what their plan was, that they were going to be able to produce Chaitanya Charitamrita, and that they would do that one book a month. And Srila Prabhupada stopped and he calculated and he said, well, that will take more than a year. And then Prabhupada said, no, that's not good enough. I don't want to wait that long. I think that it can be done in 2 months. 17 hardbound books in 2 months. So when the production team heard about that, they couldn't really make the psychological adjustment to accept that they heard right. So they continued on as if they had misunderstood what Prabhupada had said, and explained to Prabhupada how the one book a month would be able to bring out the books in such and such period of time. And Srila Prabhupada again stopped, and he emphasized to them, no, you have to do this in 2 months. And devotee at that point responded, saying, Srila Prabhupada, that's impossible. And in a very cool and matter-of-fact way, Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in the Fool's Dictionary. At that point, those devotees who were there, BBT production team, they realized that it was actually their spiritual life that was now online, that did they have faith in Srila Prabhupada? Did they have faith in Krishna, that Krishna could do anything? And of course they did, although they didn't understand how they were going to do what would appear to be an impossible task. But they started calculating and figuring, and to make a long story short, although it wasn't that long a story, it was just a 2 month long story, they calculated that how they were going to be able to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's order. And so in 2 months they did produce those books, and I remember being on the receiving end of those books, how they came in bulk to, at that time I was the temple president of Winnipeg, and they were just shipped there, the books just came. I can't remember. I don't think I was even aware that what was going on. I wasn't privy to all of this. We were really in a cold, far away, distant land. But it was this extraordinary thing that all of a sudden these boxes of books started to come. And they were coming faster than we could read them. It was a unique, wonderful, transcendental experience, the arrival of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and with its special, unique mood that we hadn't been privy to before. It was a real divine experience. And so the impossible became possible. It became possible by devotees' faith in their spiritual master, and the fact that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can empower everyone. But it didn't happen by taking it easy. It happened by extraordinary marathon that really put the devotees to the test. You can read about it in Viramrita. And devotees really met the challenge. This was Srila Prabhupada's extraordinary demands that he made of his followers. And of course, in order for Prabhupada to be able to do that, it wasn't just because calling was important. It was because Prabhupada also had great faith in his followers. He had faith that, yes, they could do it. He had faith that they had faith in him, and they would therefore rise to the challenge. And it was with that same mood that book distribution was like wildfire spreading throughout the world, and books were being distributed. Devotees trying to rise to this challenge that Srila Prabhupada was also asking of them. I remember one January scratching my head when Srila Prabhupada wrote how he wanted our book results doubled. And this was going on between 74 and 77. Srila Prabhupada was just asking us to do more and more, and we couldn't figure out how to do it. But by having faith that it can be done and applying ourselves to it, it happened. It happened. And such is the challenge, if we, by cherishing Srila Prabhupada's vani, that we can make it happen again and bring about that same type of intense transcendental experience as we participated in Srila Prabhupada's presence, and distribute as many books as we used to distribute in Srila Prabhupada's time, and even more, reciprocating with his divine grace. It was truly, truly wonderful. And as a aside, it gives devotees the opportunity for uttam adhikar. I was explaining this, that there's a verse in Padyavali where the Uddhava tells the gopis that great yogis learn, struggle to control their minds so that they can fix it on Krishna and think about Krishna. But you gopis are very, very fortunate because Krishna is always meditating and thinking about you. His mind is always fixed on you. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say this in the terms, don't try to see Krishna, but do something so that Krishna will want to see you. Do something wonderful. So, who are those who try to see Krishna? Those who sit in holy places, in a secluded place, chanting Hare Krishna with the idea that they're going to be able to invoke the presence of the Lord. What they've embarked upon is a Kanishtha Adhikar, or a process that is really a novice process. It's a very difficult process. Krishna certainly responds to the chanting of his devotee, but he really takes notice when one learns how to chant with love. And until then, it's not really quite the same. One should not expect that same type of reciprocation from the Lord. And that's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur called the Babajis who were sitting in Radhakund or Vrindavan and just simply chanting Hare Krishna, Kanishtha Adhikaris. Although there may be very elevated personalities amongst them, but still the general path which they're following is a path that's giving them a very low level of qualification for attracting the attention of the Lord. Whereas preaching, and especially book distribution, is a adhikar, is a qualification which Krishna himself states as being the highest. He says, Yaidam paramam guyam madbhakteshu abhidashyati. Now, so here he says that those who preach and those who give Krishna consciousness to others, they're the dearest to me. So even though we may be conditioned souls, by taking on an activity that's especially dear to Krishna's heart, one can attract Krishna's attention, even not being a perfected soul or a perfected Vaishnava. And that's the conviction that Srila Prabhupada drove into our heads, that we should be convinced of the transcendental benefits of book distribution, that by this activity alone, Srila Prabhupada says, they are guaranteed to go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.